May truth and compassion always guide us. Amen. May this be a year of hope and healing for all of those in need. May all of our deeds be a blessing. Amen. A new year, a good year, a chance to start all over. A new year, a sweet year, a chance to bring us closer. May this be a year of selfless giving. May this be a year of peace. And may we forgive and be forgiven. Amen. A new year, a good year, a chance to start all over. A new year, a sweet year, a chance to bring us closer. A new year, a good year, a chance to start all over. A new year, a sweet year, a chance to bring us closer to the ones we love. A world that we can be proud of, long as there are stars above. There comes a new
morning, everybody. Happy New Year to all of you, and welcome to St. James. Would you be seated, please? The wardens have requested an opportunity to say a word. I have no idea what they're going to say, but please do.
Good morning. I appreciate the time to be able to address you and speak to you this morning. You know, as things change, and as we recently said our farewell to Keith upon his retirement, we now are pleased to give a big welcome to Archdeacon Ken Anderson and Reverend Kevin Dixon. They are our interim clergy, and we will count on them for our spiritual well-being and our spiritual direction. and I hope that we can give them a big welcome immediately.
Thanks for that, Jim. Just by way of personal introduction, I know some of the people here, and many of you know Ken Anderson. My name is Kevin Dixon, and Bishop Todd appointed me as the interim priest in charge, and I'm so glad to be supported by Ken, who is not only a friend and a respected colleague, but also has been married to my sister for the past 50 years. So it's a pretty close working relationship here. Up until 2009, Ken was the rector here at St. James, and until 2015, I was the dean at St. Paul's Cathedral, and now I'm the CEO of a faith-based organization that seeks to improve the quality of education in Central and East Africa, particularly Rwanda and Uganda. That's a mouthful. During the Christmas season, I'm inspired by the role that Joseph played. A number of years ago, Jens and my two boys gave me this mug that says, "World's Best Stepdad." And so I kind of identify with Joseph as Jesus' stepdad and the duty of care that comes with that. They're not your own kids, but you still have that responsibility to exercise real care and love. And I think there's a parallel to that to interim ministry as well. It's the difference between the ministry that's offered by people like me and Ken in the role that we have and the person who comes as the rector, as the lead pastor of this congregation, who will lead the congregation into a new vision and a new future. It's a delicate dance, and I appreciate the trust that has been placed in me and in Ken, so thank you. Do you want to say something?
Good morning, everyone, and very happy new year to you all. I feel a little bit like I'm a recycled priest. I guess that's what I am. It's wonderful to be back here in robes and in this place where I have really grown up. My father was a curate in this parish. I was a student minister in this parish in the 1960s. Then I was the curate, the associate pastor in the 70s, then the rector in the 90s, and really does give new, fresh meaning to the word recycled, doesn't it? I'm going to be certainly working with Kevin very, very closely in terms of sharing worship, in terms of sharing the preaching ministry of the parish, but particularly my role will be to be a pastor in the congregation, to reach out to the many who are ill or discouraged or facing illness or bereavement. And next week we will make sure in our one-page bulletin you will have all of our phone numbers and email addresses so you can contact us immediately in the week ahead if you'd please work through Rebecca in the church office just for easy access. So we are here to serve you, dear people. Thank you.
Let's stand now as we join in our opening hymn, Joy to the World. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal Father, we give thanks for your incarnate Son, whose name is our salvation. Plant in every heart, we pray, the love of him who is the Savior of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Please be seated for the first reading.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather. They come to you. Your sons shall come from away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left their own country by another road. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus, would you amplify the meaning of my words and multiply their impact upon the hearts that receive them? In your holy name we pray. Amen. Well, today we read from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, where the prophet hints at a future visit of wise men to Bethlehem carrying gold and frankincense. The Gospel of Matthew elaborates on it. These wise men were magi, Zoroastrian priests, who worshipped in the presence of fire, symbolized in Scripture by the burning light of a star, and who came to kneel before the light of life. Nowadays, their visit is celebrated in early January as Epiphany. In some places, it's called Little Christmas. In the south of Ireland, it's a custom in County Cork for Irish men to take on all the household duties for the day and for the women to go out to the pub with their friends. Wise men indeed. In popular culture, Epiphany is all about those three wise men and how, if they'd been women, they'd have been more practical. There are songs about smoking rubber cigars and jokes about their gifts, gold, myrrh, and frankincense. But when the antics are set aside, we recall that the word epiphany means a sudden comprehension of the heart of something. Did you catch that? Epiphany means a sudden comprehension of the heart of something. Every January, in the spirit of Epiphany, at the beginning of a new year, we're invited to look back over our shoulders and take stock, and just as importantly, to look forward with some new vision. We get our word January from Roman mythology. Janus was the Roman god of gates and doors, of beginnings and endings, and he's usually depicted with two faces, one looking forward and the other back. So as we reflect on the journey of the Magi this morning, let's think about our journeys, past and future and today, and how we encounter or miss the action of God along the way. There are crossroads in all our lives, aren't there? Intersections, forks where the path veers left and right, and we're not always sure which way to go. Our journeys are filled with moments of decision, and they're not always easy ones. Moments to decide between right and wrong, ethical decisions. And at times, we know we're also required even to make complex choices between right and right, what we might call character-defining moments. Sometimes these moments demand a measure of experience that we simply do not possess. So think of some of these kinds of moments in your own life. Do you remember when you left home and took your first job? At first, you didn't know if you'd get a job, and once you had one, you hardly knew what to do with it. What if you failed? Some of you remember when your first child was born. Isn't it remarkable that doctors and midwives let somebody with absolutely no experience take a vulnerable and tiny baby away from the safety of the birthing room into a world full of germs and biting dogs and dangerous people? Only a week before, you'd been eating the piece of toast that fell to the floor, and now you'd hear yourself saying, "Don't touch that, it's dirty." And do you remember when someone you truly cared for died? It seemed impossible that the grief that filled your every thought didn't seep from your pores, didn't rub off onto everything you touched, wasn't visible to everyone you met. It seemed that nothing would ever heal the pain inside you. So think for a moment of the difference it could make if you had the absolute assurance that God was there to hold you when you thought you'd fall, to encourage you when you lost hope. Back in the 19th century, there was an Englishman named Hugh Redwood, who was well known as an orator and also for his work with children in the slums of London. Redwood went through a particularly trying time in his own life. He was confused and he didn't know which way to go. Until one evening, in the home of a friend, he picked up a copy of the Bible, and he opened it to Psalm 59, and his eyes fell upon verse 10, which reads, "The God of my mercy shall prevent me." Now, in the days when the King James Version of the Bible was written, to prevent did not mean to stop something from happening like it does today. It meant to go before, to go ahead of someone. "The God of my mercy shall go ahead of me," is the meaning of it. But in Hugh Redwood's borrowed Bible, an anonymous hand had penciled an alternative translation in the margin. "My God, in God's loving kindness, will meet me at every turn." And for Hugh Redwood, reading this phrase was an epiphany. A sudden comprehension of the heart of the meaning of what Scripture said. So imagine how strengthening and reassuring it could feel to repeat those words to yourself whenever you feel frightened or alone, when you don't know which choice to make or the way to go next, or you feel that you've been off the path for a while, lost. "My God, in God's loving kindness, will meet me at every turn." Taking this to heart could be like a guiding star to lead you home. How could the Magi possibly have known what their journey to Bethlehem would show them? They didn't even know the route. No map, no compass, no GPS. They relied on a mystical light in the sky to guide their way. What if they turned right instead of left? Well, they'd have ended up in Lebanon. And yet when they came to their destination, a two-bit town on the edge of the Judean wilderness, they encountered God in a way and in a place that could least have been expected. It was for them a silent night, a holy night, an epiphany. And their story is one that can inform our experience if we will allow it. Jesus met them there and shone into their darkness. And like he did for the Magi, Jesus promises to do the same for us. We can be reassured by the conviction that God, in God's loving kindness, meets us at every turn. Now, I'd like you to notice something particular about this visit of the Magi. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that after their visit to Bethlehem, they returned to their own country by another road. They returned to their own country by another road. Could it be that the gospel writer wants us to know that once we have encountered God, we can never return to our lives the same as we were before? That our journeying will be different? That we will be changed by the epiphany of God's presence and action in our lives? James Taylor wrote a song that was inspired by the visit of the Magi. He called it Home by Another Way. When we've acknowledged Christ as Lord, as the Magi did, we go home by another way. Now this morning you probably drove to church by the same route as you always do. Funny, actually, that didn't happen to me. There was a car accident on Springbank Drive. But I hope today you'll go home by another way. Could it be that we'll go home on this first day of the new year, having been met by God, assured that we're never alone, encouraged that the Holy Spirit strengthens us and meets us at all the crossroads? I wonder what the future will bring to us, to you, to me, to this parish. The future is a mystery. Do you wonder, as you think about your own life, how you will fare down the road, what effect your work, your words, your actions will have on the lives of others? How God will be glorified or not by how you conduct yourself? As you look to the future, do you feel hope or do you feel dread? Imagine what a difference it could make in those feelings if you came to trust that a force greater than yourself was encouraging you and cheering you on. Imagine a whole group of people, like the community of St. James Westminster, working together and inspired by this faith, setting out to do something good together. Why, if you were part of that group, that congregation, you could change the world. So whenever you wonder about what tomorrow might bring, clothe yourself in the conviction, my God, in God's loving kindness, will meet me at every turn. The knowledge that God goes before you, filling your future with hope and light and love, is the very essence of God's grace. God brightens and cheers you. And once you've met this God made known to us in Jesus, you may well go home by another way. You may well never be the same. Now, this sermon is over, but I can't quite leave it there, because it's not enough for me just to say to you, if you believe what I've told you, it'll make a difference in your life. I must say to you that even in this moment, as you listen to the sound of my voice, God is graciously present, inviting us to commit our anxieties to God's tender care. The moment you do this, God will show you another way home. And this is God's promise to us, a promise from the very heart of God, sealed with the sign of the cross. Amen. Let us stand now and profess the faith of our baptism in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please assume a posture for prayer as you prefer.
I invite you to join with me in the prayers of the people, with your response being, for coming to save us. Heavenly Creator, as we travel home by another way through the new year ahead, be with us in our celebrations, expectations, and setbacks. May you shine on each of us, those of us who are present today, those who are at home or on vacation, those listening to this service remotely. Thank you, Lord our God, for coming to save us. Guide us as we nurture relationships. Enrich our daily interactions with those we love the most. Help us reach out to newcomers and acquaintances. Empower us to respond to the needs of those who are overlooked and forgotten by society. May we be so filled with your love that our actions and not just our words resonate with commitment that lasts throughout the year of our Lord, 2023. Thank you, Lord, for coming to save us. We pray for the church, the body of Christ, and our parish of St. James Westminster, giving thanks for the past ministries of Keith and Hannah, and the present ministries of our wardens, parish council, and interim clergy. Give wisdom and discernment to the selection committee as it searches for a new rector. Thank you, Lord God, for coming to save us. We pray for our very beloved sisters and brothers in Ukraine who live with the shellings and blackouts, who lack the basic necessities of life, who live in the presence of constant danger. We give thanks for the valued intervention of relief organizations who respond to dire humanitarian needs throughout the world. Thank you, Lord God, for coming to save us. We pray for those on our prayer list, Dan Lemansky, Bev Wethy, Sylvia Brightwell, David Buckridge, Marilyn Austin, Anna Woodson and her mother Abby, Emerson Muir, Eunice Smith, Rick, Rita, and Rich, Al McMillan, Monica, and Walter Bailey. We pray for comfort and consolation for the family of the Reverend Brian McKay, one of the former clergy who served our parish and whose earthly journey came to an end last Monday. May Brian rest in peace and rise in glory. And now in silence, we add the names of others known to us in need of your healing presence. Thank you, Lord God, for coming to save us. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, be born in us today. O come to us, abide in us, our Lord Emmanuel. Accept these prayers and help us to rejoice as we serve you and worship you this new year. Thank you, Lord, for coming to save us.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Would you stand, please? May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us turn to one another with a greeting of peace.
Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay around us. tents underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence by St. Agnes Fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither, thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude winds one lament and the bitter weather. Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger, fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's ridge, freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay deep. It was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore Christians all be sure, wealth and rank possessing,
Gracious God, the name of Jesus brings salvation to the world. In all we offer you this day, may we honor him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe. You are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the stewards of creation. But we turn against you, and we betray your trust, and we turn against one another. Again and again, you call us to return. Through the prophets and sages, you reveal your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, born of a woman, to be our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace. Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus the Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his friends and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, we recall the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. We proclaim his resurrection and ascension, and we look with expectation for his coming as Lord of all the nations. We who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit now bring you these gifts. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this offering of your church, that we who eat and drink at this holy table may share the divine life of Christ our Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all. Glory to you forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. The gifts of God for the people of God. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Shine.
hold upon her cheek. Open you the east door and let the new year in. Sing Levy Do, sing Levy Do, the water and the wine, the seven bright gold rose and the bugles that do shine. We bring new water from the well so clear, for to worship God with His happy new year. Sing Levy Do, sing Levy Do, the water and the wine, the seven bright gold rose and the bugles that do shine. Sing Levy Do, sing Levy Do, the water and the wine, the seven bright gold eyes and the bugles that do
shine. Let us pray. Father, you have fed us with heavenly food in the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ. Grant that we, sharing in this mystery, may turn always to that name which is above all others, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May our Lord Jesus, who walks on wounded feet, walk with you to the end of your path. May our Lord Jesus, who serves with wounded hands, help you to serve one another. May our Lord Jesus, who loves with a wounded heart, be your love now and always. Bless God wherever you go, and may you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
Christian thought it all.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.